This weekend, we're going to be off an extra day. Hopefully, you have that Monday off, you know, that whole deal. We'll be barbecuing and getting together with people. But remembering what the weekend is all about is very, very important. We have tribe member Dan, founder of the Traveling Military Memorial Museum, on to tell us about where we could see this weekend. Hey, man.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Morning. Good, thanks. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for doing what you do.
Yes.
Hey, thank you for having me. Unfortunately, actually, I'm actually looking for places to bring my show.
Really?
Usually I go to retirement homes and schools and public events. But because of this whole COVID scare, I haven't been getting many. But I've been doing Zoom presentations. I actually did one last night. Yeah, I did one for my local library that I'm a co-founder of the Veterans.
Do you have an online presence where we could go and look at it over the weekend?
I could post it actually on the tribe Facebook.
Oh, great.
For you guys.
Nice.
Because I made sure I recorded it. But you know, actually, little fun fact: Memorial Day was actually called my mind's shot right now. Decoration Day, and it started right after the Civil War. And what they would do is they went to all the grave sites and would decorate them with flowers. And it became Memorial Day after years and years and years.
Well, that's a beautiful way to start. Decoration Day, make sure these people aren't forgotten.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. And unfortunately, I taught in schools for a number of years, and these kids don't know anything about the war, Civil War. They thought the Civil War was in the 1900s, you know. I bring my museum around, and they thought my World War II stuff was from the Civil War. So there's a real gap when it comes to knowing about what these men and women did.
Exactly.
And that's what I do. I go around, and I got to remember them, keep their memories alive, because most of these World War II vets are dead, or they're in their late 90s, 100s. As a matter of fact, I was lucky enough to interview a number of them and preserve their memories. And there's actually one guy, he lived right up the road from the studio. And he was First Sergeant Walter Zaneski. And he was in the 71st Division. He trained in Fort Carlson with a mule pack. And what the mules were used for was carrying the howitzers, the field artillery. And he was trained to be in the mountains. But
mules.
He never had to go.
Wow.
Yeah, mules.
Some strong donkeys, mules.
You know. So
it's another thing you have to feed. Another thing you have to take care of.
Exactly.
This is
right?
You know, that's
different ball game.
Yes, it is.
Whole deal.
Yeah. Yep.
Not to boil it down to that, but crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the war, the Germans were eating their horses and donkeys because they had no food. Yeah. Luckily, we never had to get to that.
Yeah.
I mean, in Stalingrad, they were eating their leather shoes because they had no food. But yeah, so he was in Germany for 2 years and rose to the rank of First Sergeant, which is pretty much the highest non-commissioned officer you could be until you became a lieutenant. And he spoke a number of languages. He was Polish, so he spoke Polish. He knew Russian, German. And as his troops moved into Austria, they were the first Americans to meet the Russians. And I got a photograph of him with General Wyman of the 71st Division and the Russian troops and the Russian general, and he was the translator for the two guys. And he also liberated Gunskirchen concentration camp, which was in Germany. And I there's a guy that lives in New York, he's still alive, that was in the same unit as him. And I was told when they got there, the Germans had left. They left the gates open. And there were some of the concentration camp survivors walking around, and there were some of them that had just died in the street because trying just to walk across the street was too much for them. And he said there was this dead horse in the middle of the road, and as they're walking up the street, there are some survivors going up to it. By the time the Americans got back, the horse was eaten. They didn't cook it. They ate it raw, and it was in the summer when this happened.
Ah.
And it was rotted for days.
Ugh.
And these Jewish prisoners were so hungry, they ate a rotting corpse. And so the Americans started giving them food, and they started dying because their stomachs were exploding because they hadn't eaten anything in, or eaten properly for some of them for years. So they were told by the medics not to feed them, don't give them anything. So some of the soldiers said, okay, well, at least we can give them some cigarettes to give them some sort of amenity to have fun with, you know. So they gave them packs of cigarettes, and the prisoners started eating them. They were so hungry. Not smoking them. They started eating the cigarettes. They eventually, the Americans eventually did capture some of the German guards, which they took prisoner, and some of them they killed. Actually, some of the prisoners that were able to, when they brought the German guards back to the concentration camp, the prisoners actually clawed them to death out of pure hatred.
Yeah.
Just the story you're running through now makes a horror movie look like a Disney film.
It does.
I mean, it's really the worst horror. And if you think about what these men and women went through, and now fast forward to today, a young person might get offended because they read something.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a whole different deal.
A whole different
and
world.
It's just so nice that you take the time to honor these people.
Exactly. And educate. You know?
And
everyone.
Educate.
Yes.
So, Dan, I gotta go, but we gotta get you back, and we wanna link up to all things you. And I know that you're looking for memorabilia that you could use in this traveling museum, right?
Yeah. I'm looking for anything that I can preserve the memories of and use to educate, especially the kids.
Your phone number is 203. Can I give this out?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, 833-3142, 203-833-3142. We'll put it up on the radio station website. Dan, thank you, brother. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'll be posting some photos and those videos on the site for you.
Sounds good.
Great.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.